once I tried my hand, they said I'd be good. Arrangements were made, and Hamlet I played. I got rather muddled when I dressed for the part. The audience were full of grins, I shouted out, "Odds bodikins, it's no use looking at me, no use looking at me." I was feeling a drought around my anatomy. I must have looked the sight of sights, I shouted, "E, turn out the lights, 'cause I've only got one leg in me tight, so it's no use looking at me, no, no, it's no use looking at me."
Well, hello. Good evening. I know you're expecting Mac and the Antique Phonograph Hour. I hope you're not disappointed. The young pup couldn't make it this week, and he asked me to fill in. I'm, of course, Courtney T. Edison, your cadger, playing 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. Well, we just heard from George Formby, and it's no use looking at me. And we opened up the program with Ambrose and his orchestra with Tarantula. Well, I gotta get comfortable around here. Hey, what's this sign? There's a sign here. Never saw this sign before. Yeah. You know, I'm not wearing my glasses. I can't see clearly. N-O-S-M-O-P-I-N-G. Smoking. No smoking. No smoking. What is... No smoking. No snoring. No snoring. Oh. No snoring, of course. Don't anybody fall asleep during this program. Well, I'm going to get comfortable. I'm going to light myself a Rancho Malario, my favorite cigar. Yes, big puff. Fine cigar. Maybe have myself a little shot of Slivies or bourbon in a few minutes, too. Well, anyway, just don't smoke. Whatever you do, nobody smoke. And nobody snore during this program. Well, I just want to say that this is a radio program. Maybe you people are tuning in for the weather report or the news. Well, we don't have any updates from the National Weather Service, but we can assure you that wherever you are listening in the tri-state area, or maybe you're tuning in Paris, because they tell me foreigners are eavesdropping on the program through the internet. I think that's a joke. No Frenchie has ever called the program. Anyway, wherever you are, we can assure you there is weather. And we hope you like it. If you do not like your weather, you can't change it, but you can move. So, if you don't like your weather, go someplace else. East Orange is very nice this time of year. I live there, in a cozy bunker. And if you have a very large 78 RPM record collection, you would make a fine neighbor. And if you're the kind of person who listens to this station when I'm not broadcasting, then you probably suffer from what they call, the doctors call, WFMU derangement syndrome. And you should move to another town. They would like you in maybe Staten Island. All the people there are weirdos. Anyway, we have no weather forecast now, but we do have a traffic update. There are lady drivers on Interstate Route 280, so use alternate routes. Okay, now we're going to get back to the music. Old Codger playing 78 RPM records only. Yes. Thank you.
Is 4 a.m. or so, I've found a lot of pleasant ways to make an evening go. I know he doesn't know I know he's having his fling, but I've cheated cheaters 15 years. He can't show me a thing. I know that my baby is cheating on me, not only cheating, but repeating, you see. But maybe my baby don't know that I'm cheating too. A word to the wise is sufficient, they say. Well, I've got the word that he started to play. But he'll never catch up to this mama, I'm telling you. I know he's cute and attractive, and I know he knows it too. Well, I may not be so active, but he'll have to be more active to beat what this mama can do. And I know that my baby is cheating on me. He's not only cheating, but repeating, you see. But maybe my baby don't know that I'm cheating too.
young, my name was almost every tongue. Yes, sir, the gals round home would fight to see which one could hold me on her knee. If perchance then I should weep, they'd put me in their beds to sleep. That was the way it used to be. Yes, sir. But not lately. Not lately. No, sir. Not lately. Not for me. Things don't seem to be coming my way. Not lately. The hugging and kissing they gave me then, they're giving it now to other men. I thought my chance would come again. But not lately. I got a job in a coal mine. Coast work like that's all right in my line. At mealtime in my boarding place, landlady asked me, says, did you wash your face? I thought she was trying to kid. I said, madam, why, of course I did. I used to bathe it most regularly. But not lately. Not lately, no ma'am. Not lately. Not for me. Water does not seem to agree with me now. Not lately. Because you know the prohibition's a new cause of crime. When you could get a drink for a dime, then I used to use water every time. Yes. But not lately. No, dollar now.
Fine recorded there. That was Ted Steele and his Novatones. Ted Steele was playing a very popular keyboard called the Nova Chord. It was very popular back in the 1940s. I had six of them. And the song was called Azure from Ted Steele and his Novatones. Prior to that was Bert Williams, great Bert Williams, one of his later recordings from the 1920s. He was a very popular singer in the 1920s. We heard Not Lately. Bix with Frankie Trumbauer and Eddie Lang on guitar with the Did Ringin' and Twisted. Sophie Tucker! That's right. When she came into town to perform, she didn't need a cabaret license. She needed a building permit. Sophie. There was a lot of Sophie to love. And we heard her singing a song called I Know That My Baby Is Cheating on Me, Sophie Tucker. And Mary Lou Williams at the piano doing the solo called Zonky. And this is Courtney putting it in for Mac. Here he has the Antique Photograph Hour. I have the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir. And I'm filling in for him. He'll be back next week, maybe. And if not, then maybe they'll have me again. So, I'm the old codger, by the way. If you want to write to me, feel free. I don't have the email. I don't use a computer. I don't know how to use them. I don't care about them. I don't believe in them. I don't think they really exist. I know there's one right here in front of me. I don't know what to make. All these flashing lights. I don't know what the hell it is. Anyway, but I do want to say something, get something off my chest, as I often do. I use these programs as an opportunity, not just to share this wonderful music that you don't get to hear on the other programs on this station, because they play crap. But I also like to share my views, my philosophy, my observations, and my wisdom, which I've acquired over these hundreds of, years. Well, anyway, and I want to say something today about ecology, because it's all the rage with the young people and hippies. Ecology, always talking about ecology around WFMU. I just want to say, when I go to the supermarket, I always ask for plastic bags, because despite what these tree huggers claim, I don't believe there's a plastic shortage. God made plastic for a reason, to make our life more convenient and less breakable. That's two reasons, okay? And there's more. Plastic, though you might not believe it, it's true. Plastic, it's true because I'm telling you. Plastic is all natural. They farm it in South Dakota. Have you ever tried free-range organic plastic? It's different from the mass-produced stuff that they make in Delaware. Delaware is so small, they have no room for the plastic farms. So because they can't grow the stuff, they have to manufacture this fake plastic, synthetic plastic, and that production creates a lot of pollution. But Delaware, you see, is so small that the smoke from the pollution, it just wafts over into Maryland. In fact, Delaware's pollution going into the skies of Maryland was the cause of, I don't know if you know this, but it was the cause of the second war between the states, the war between Delaware and Maryland in the 1940s. But you don't read about that in history books because there are two states that nobody cares much about. Then there was the war between Kansas and Southeast Kansas, which had to do with naming rights. Southeast Kansas lost. It became Arkansas or Arkansas. They suffered a severe blow to their self-esteem, and they never recovered. Well, that's what I have to say about ecology. I got carried away. I'm sorry. I do that occasionally because I'm passionate. That's why. Okay, I'm also passionate about the music, and I'm passionate about the ladies. I love younger women, age 40, 45, 50, but I ain't messing with no 35-year-old jailbait. Well, let's go back to some music now. We got Lil Hardin Armstrong and a song called It's Murder. on WFMU with the Old Codger.
Now all you gals come gather round, stop raving about your men. And let me tell you how sweet mine is, though he commits a sin. Cause when my baby makes love to me, it's murder. Now when he turtle-doves me, that's murder. Now when he feels temperamental, I just let him have his way. I can only see him twice a week, he's a member of the PWA. Now when my baby caresses me, it's murder. But if he ever dispossesses me, I will commit murder. Now if I tell him that he's not mine, he turns into Frankenstein, makes shivers run up and down my spine. That's murder.
Yeah. son de la loma. Mira, mamá, yo canto y que lloro, mamá, yo son de la loma.
Smartest guy in town. But I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They've got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Ooh-dee-hee-hee. Ooh-dee-oh-dee-hee. Ha-dee-oh-dee-hee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Called poker, pinochle, whist, and yoker, but shooting dice was his greatest game. Now he's downtown in jail, nobody to go his bail. The judge done said that he refused a fine. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Ali-o-le. 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 Met a girl named Susie. I told her I was the swellest man around. We started to spend my money. Then she started to call me honey. We took in every cabaret in town. We're in the jailhouse now. We're in the jailhouse now. I told the judge right to his face, we didn't like to see this place. We're in the jailhouse now. Ali-o-le. Ali-o-le. Ali-o-le.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
That is the Kid Gold Trio, Nat Cole on the piano, but he was not singing on that. It's called The Geek. And Jimmy Rogers before that, the singing brakeman, which he's in the jailhouse now. Trio Matamoros sang Son de la Loma and Lil Armstrong and her orchestra with It's Murder. Well, this is the old codger, Courtney T. Edison, filling in for Mac. He has the Antique Phonograph Hour. He'll be back next week. I'm sitting here playing 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. But right now, we need to take a break and welcome a new sponsor to the Old Codger radio program. Of course, this is a very special program on WFMU because this is the only program on this non-commercial station that airs commercials. Because I have the cojones to do it, to sell airtime, to help pay for my transportation down here from East Orange along Route 280, where I usually have to push my shopping cart full of 78s along the highway and sometimes get run off the road by tractor-trailers. So sometimes I want to get a car service, and it helps then to have sponsors. So we'd like to welcome a new sponsor today to the Gold Codger radio program, and that is the nice folks at Leisure World.
Victoria Bond has a pretty full week ahead of her. She'll spend two evenings rehearsing with a local theater group. Thursday afternoon, she has a golf date. Friday, it's tournament bridge. And Saturday night, there's a dance at the community center. Sunday, Victoria will celebrate her 68th birthday at a party given by several of her neighbors at Leisure World, a community for older Americans in Seal Beach, California. There are more than 11,000 senior citizens living actively together in Leisure World because they know that at Leisure World, you don't have to stop living when you stop working.
Ah. you bring to me. There is no song that you ever will sing to me, so sweet as the thought this rosebud has brought. I'll keep and caress it, so proud to possess it. I'm keeping this red, red rose, speaking of love and you. I'm telling this red, red rose, bloom all the long years through.
That was Ruth Edding. We always play Ruth Edding. We always play Sophie Tucker. And we usually play Louis Jordan and Ukulele Ike. But I didn't bring any Louis or Ukulele Ike today. Sorry about that. With Ruth Edding, with I'm Bringing a Red, Red Rose. And Olive Klein and Elsie Baker in a duet on Beautiful Ohio. This is a WFMU radio. I am the old codger filling in for the Mac. On the phonograph hour. He is the phonograph hour, and I am the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir. But I'm playing 78s, just like he does. Only 78s. Fine, fine music. Love to flood the airwaves with the glorious sound of surface noise. Well, I want to just break in here in a somber moment. I'd like to express my condolences to WFMU DJ Andy Breckman. I heard a few weeks ago that his best friend, Don McLean, died in a hot air balloon explosion. A few weeks ago, I heard it. I'm sure it was a great loss. Now, I never heard of Don McLean. Someone here said he was a singer. I wonder if Don McLean was related to the old legendary blues singer, Scrappy McLean. They also called him Scrappy the Mute. He had no voice, but he wrote songs and he performed. So when Scrappy the Mute would play in roadhouses, he passed out sheet music to the people who came to see him, and they would read his lips as he played the song. And Scrappy was later signed to a record label, and they booked a 3-hour studio session. The results were what you'd expect. I don't know what they expected. Anyway, they did not release any records by Scrappy McLean. It was no great loss, of course. We know what Scrappy sounded like. He sounded like this. And eventually he gave up music. Scrappy McLean did, and he became an actor. And he was a very fast runner, very fleet on his feet. And for years he played the Roadrunner in Warner Brothers feature comedies. His trademark line, beep, beep, had to be overdubbed by a voice actor. That was Scrappy McLean. He died quite a while ago, drank himself to death. Very sad, Scrappy McLean. And maybe he was related to this Don McLean. Very sorry to hear. If you see Andy Breckman, tell him I'm very sorry about his loss. Well, I feel so sad now. I'm going to cry. Well, when you feel sad, what do? You put on a record by the Happiness Boys. Yes.
Don't believe a thing you hear, nor half of what you see. That's what Mother said to me when I was a kid of three. Now I know that she was right, right in every way. In the papers every day, here's what the headlines say. Chorus girls are darn good cooks, that's a lot of bunk. And politicians are not crooks, that's a lot of bunk. Two girls took two boys in their car, and when they got out pretty far, the boy said, stop or we'll tell Ma. That's a lot of bunk. Father, get the hammer, there's a fly on baby's head. Taxi drivers never cheat, now that's a fabrication. Cops are always on their beat, why that's a lot of hokum. I took a showgirl out with me.
You dined at Café de Paris.
She said, I'll just take cake and tea.
That's a lot of bunk. She knocked my apartment, and so I knocked her flat, 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 flat. Waiters never take a tip. That's a lot of B-U-N-K. Car conductors never zip. That's a lot of B-U-N-K. Only just the other day, I phoned 2,000 miles and say, I got my number right away. That's a lot of bunk. We've got a goat without any nose, but gosh, how he can smell. This fool song has got no sense when all is said and done,
but I think it's lots of fun, and we've only just begun.
Don't you think our audience will think that we're a bore?
Well, I hope they don't get sore, 'cause we're gonna sing some more.
My landlord's a poor old gent,
and he never raised the rent.
The cats in all the yards, oh my,
they sing so sweet, they sing so high, I love to hear their lullabies.
Throw a sponge in the water, then you'll see something swell.
Well, 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 well.
Rich men lead an awful life,
that's a lot of bunk. Every man's true to his wife,
that's a lot of...
Be careful.
The soldiers fought for you and me.
They fought for our liberty. They'll get their bonus, wait and see.
That's a lot of bunk. Automobiles come from China because they go honk, 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 honk. Everybody loves to die. That's a lot of bunk. Little babies never cry. That's a lot of bunk. I met a tramp whose funds were low. I listened to his tale of woe and said, poor man, take all my dough. That's a lot of bunk. We have apples, we have pears, yes, we have no fruit. Bunk, bunkity bunk, 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 bunk. Thank you.
That was at the Kansas City Five and Mortgage Stump. And before that, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare. They were known as the Happiness Boys. And they sang a song called That's a Lot of Bunk. And I'd like to say good night to so many of my cronies out there listening, Red Butler, Woody Fishcakes Clooney, my agent, Lola Bell Pancake, if you'd like to hire me for any kind of public event, speaking, entertaining, or being a disc jockey, I bring my own Victrola. Well, you just contact Lola Bell Pancake. She's my agent. I want to say hi to Sneezy Boatman, Andy Sr. Who else the hell is out there? I forget. Rummy Delbarton, of course. Molasses Hathaway. And Nestor DiSorrento. And all the rest of them. I want to say goodbye. I'll come back and fill in for Mac on the Etched Phonograph Hour again, I'm sure, sometime soon. Mac will be back in this chair next week. Play some fine music for a young man. Well, looks like they got some goddamn guy named Dave here coming up next on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org.
Hello. I nailed it. Oh, I don't have my guitar plugged in.
We're off to
an unprofessional start. Anyway, hello, and welcome to the goddamn Dave Hill Show. With me, I'm gonna turn this off real quick.
You've gotten yourself into a complete mess, Malcolm.
Starting over. Hello, and welcome to the goddamn Dave Hill Show. With me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland. Anyway, hi, how are you? I'm pretty sweet in general. Thanks so much for asking, and thanks for listening to this, the Goddamn Dave Hill Show now, in its, I think, 12th exhilarating week here on WFMU. We have a pants-splittingly incredible program for you tonight. If you'd like to call in, the number is 201-209-9368. If you want to follow and tweet along, I'm at Mr. Dave Hill, at MR Dave Hill. The hashtag is Dave Hill WFMU. Or go on the chat room at WFMU. That's the station, WFMU.org. My guests tonight are author Malcolm Gladwell and comedian Michael Ian Black. Malcolm is here right now. He walks among us. I'm going to turn his mic on and everything. Malcolm, say hello.
Hey, Dave.
It's proof.
Happy to be here.
I'm going to play a couple scorching hot jams real quick just to get lubed up. Then I can do some stretches and some crunches. And we'll be right back for some scintillating conversation. I want to start the show. A couple days ago, Scott Ashton from the Stooges died. The Ashton brothers dropping like flies. Anyway, I wanted to start off with some Stooges, one of the greatest bands of all time. Play a couple scorching hot jams while I do some Pilates, and we'll be right back.